Blog Talk Radio.
But anyway, there are not many, because this is an odd day, there are not many birthdays on the 29th that are famous anyway, but here are a few. The great Italian opera composer Giacomo Rossini, he wrote a lot of music before he was, I think, 40, and then he just stopped. I guess his creative juices stopped flowing. Another composer who did this was Jan Sibelius, the great Finnish composer. But you got to know when to stop, and there's just so much creative juice that some people have. Another birthday today, a guy whose name is associated with the submarine, John Philip Holland, is born today. And this one relates to Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra remarked that he learned how to sing and do phrases by watching Jimmy Dorsey. Jimmy Dorsey and the Dorsey brothers had jazz band, dance band, and Frank Sinatra in his early career started with them, and he used to watch how Jimmy Dorsey phrased playing on the trombone. I remember that from my own music school days. Phrasing is very important, and that's why Frank Sinatra's singing still resonates so melodiously even today. He even had a great voice in his old age. Among the deaths today was the second Filipino president after the Philippines got their independence in 1946, a guy named, unusual name, Eperino Quirino. He died today. And those of you who watch those auto painting commercials on TV, Earl Madman Chibe, he died today, or he died in 1992 on this day. Among the interesting events, these are a few of the things not known about Columbus, that in 1504 there was a lunar eclipse, and Columbus used this lunar eclipse to frighten hostile Indians. I guess, and of course, we are still hearing about the Mayan calendar, and this is going to be the end of times and all that. Well, we shall see what we shall see. Where we get the term sadism. In 1784, the Marquis de Sade, who tortured women and engaged in every type of perversion, sexual perversion, and bestiality, I don't know about bestiality, but certainly perversion, he was transferred to the Bastille, and I think there he wrote his notorious Marquis de Sade journal. And then when Teddy Roosevelt was president, he appointed a committee to study feasibility of probably completing the Panama Canal, because Ferdinand de Sleps, the guy who successfully built the Suez Canal, tried to build the Panama Canal but failed because he didn't deal with the environmental impact, which was mosquitoes were, they didn't kill off the mosquito infestation, and that infected the workers who got sick, died, and couldn't work, of course. But Teddy Roosevelt took a different approach, brought in Army doctors Walter Reed, and then with Goethals, the engineer, and first thing they dealt with was dealing with the mosquito problem and dealing with the malaria infestation of that area. On this day, we just had the Oscars last week, and I'll get into famous Canadians, I guess when you're from Canada, someone told me this a long time ago, when you're from Canada and you come to the States, you got to do something. You got to have a gimmick, and I guess it's acting. But anyway, and we got a lot of great actors from Canada, and great TV personalities like Alex Trebek, Art Linkletter. On this day, and Gone with the Wind got 8 Oscars, and Hattie McDaniel was the first black. She played the woman maid to Vivian Leigh, Scarlett, and she had to sit in the back, literally, not literally, figuratively, in the back of the auditorium, but she won an Oscar for her role as the maid to Scarlett O'Hara. In fact, I think we'll play a little clip on that one. Also on this day, the Stern Gang in 1948, they were a bunch of terrorists, Begin was one of them, who tried to force the British out of Palestine by resorting to terrorism. They bombed the King David Hotel. They were called the Stern Gang, and they bombed a train which killed 27 British soldiers. And then later, one of their members, Begin, later became Prime Minister of Israel. Also, I recommend the movie with Paul Newman and Eva Marie Saint, I forgot his name. He played one of the terrorists, and he explained that he had been raped in a concentration camp. Ironically, he was gay, and he later was killed in a gay murder in an alley in Hollywood. Excuse me. But one of Otto Preminger's great movies. Otto Preminger used to play a Nazi, even though he was born in the Jewish religion, and I don't know if he practiced, and he was an Austrian. And, of course, he was a great, great director and great producer. On this day in 1956, President Eisenhower, after having a heart attack, decided he was going to run for a second term. And he did run successfully. Also, Adlai Stevenson, the governor of Illinois, was again the Democratic nominee, and again he lost. I had met Adlai when I was working for the government many years ago, and also lived down the road from him when I was growing up. Quite a guy. He unfortunately dropped dead on the street when he was about 65. Ironically, his son, Adlai Stevenson III, was driving a state car, a big Cadillac, and he nearly ran me down. It was by an accident, and he apologized. He didn't see me, I guess. But Adlai Stevenson II, his father was the vice president, I forgot which administration. Also on this day, the first Playboy Club opened in Chicago, and one of the first bunnies was ahead of me in school. Several, I think it was in eighth grade, in my same Catholic boarding school, which was also a high school, and she became one of the first bunnies. Later, I think she became a nun. It wasn't like Dolores Hart, and who showed up at the Academy Awards, interestingly, of this last one last week. But anyway, she became a Bonnie Halpin, was one of the first bunnies, and she died recently. She was quite a sexy woman, but I don't think she was a tramp. And then also on this day, Jinnah, who was a friend of Brigadier Ingle in the Pakistan Military Academy, and of course we'll play those interviews out of our archives. We've got about close to 2,000 audios. That doesn't include the music, which we acquired at Western Public Radio. But the Islamic Republic of Pakistan, which is very relevant today, there's still those radicals are still running the country over there. And that was Jenna, ironically, was he smoked, he drank scotch, and he was anything but I guess you would call him a diagonal wood Muslim. But he wanted an independent state. This went against the political desires of Gandhi and Nehru, but Jinnah got his way, and Pakistan was set up, and it was one of the biggest mass migrations in history. Indians who were living in that area of what became Pakistan, and Hindus who were living in that area of what became Pakistan, and Muslims who were living in India, which remained India, engaged in a mass migration, and there was slaughter, rape, murder, mutilation along the way. It's just horrible. And this was August 15th. Demarcation line and borders were set up. And Earl Montgomery, not Montgomery, Mountbatten, was the governor general who presided over this mess. And we'll get into him another day. Also on this day, JFK in 1960, we do have one of his debates with Nixon. Claimed that there was a missile gap, and this turned out to be a campaign of fraud, a campaign fiction, much as we're hearing some of it today, and even with the so-called poll, the field poll, which I'll get into, a growing number of thinking people beginning to wonder how a sampling of 1,500 people, mysterious people, we don't know who these people are, who chose them, where they live, what they do, who asked the questions, who composed the questions, and who, if anybody, checked the questions, and who paid for the poll. But anyway, this 1,500 sampling, in fact, it's even less than that in this last poll. There have been three of them published in the Chronicle, the left-wing gay paper it's been accused of being. And they claim that this sampling represents the 15 million or more voters in California. That's really interesting. But I guess you tell a lie long enough and loud enough and wide enough, some people get suckered and believe it. So that those were those events today. Not today. And then in 1968, Otto Turner was appointed by Lyndon Johnson after the riots in Watts and Detroit to head the Turner Commission, and was a civil rights commission. Kerner's reports indicated there was racism against black, and they recommended programs for aid for the blacks. And out of this, we got Lyndon Johnson's Model Cities program, which was first started in Oakland, California, and Community Development Act, which both of these things have been ripoffs. Kerner had an interesting career. He married the daughter of Anton Cermak, who was assassinated or murdered in Miami when he was sitting in a car with FDR. And we don't know, according to the mob, he was against the mob. Cermak was a bohemian, and he was fighting with the Irish for control of the Democratic machine in Cook County and in Chicago. And we don't know if the bullet was intended for him or if Giuseppe Zangara intended to shoot FDR. But anyway, as Cermak was dying, he said, "I'm glad it's me, Frank, instead of you." Famous last words. Otto Kerner was from the poor Bohemian family, and he married Cermak's daughter. He was a general in the National Guard of Illinois, served in World War II. After World War II, President Truman appointed him U.S. Attorney for Northern Illinois, and one of his most infamous statements, Kerner said, "There's no such thing as the mafia." We've heard that from J. Edgar Hoover also. Anyway, he ran for governor of Illinois, and then during the riots, and we had him in Chicago also, President Johnson appointed Kerner the head of this commission. As a result of that, I think it was Johnson appointed him to the federal appellate bench, the Seventh Circuit, which sits in Chicago. And that while Kerner was governor, there was this big scandal called the Isaac scandal, and involving a big financial scandal. And of course, Kerner was indicted and prosecuted by the U.S. attorney, a guy named Big Bill Thompson, who later ran for governor himself. And anyway, Thompson got a conviction, and Otto Kerner appealed all the way up to the Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court, SCOTUS, as its abbreviated name, and they refused to hear the case. Kerner was sentenced to prison in Minnesota. He died in disgrace. There's some people who believe that he was railroaded, but we're not sure. Kerner, there's some strange things about Otto Kerner. Also on this day, 1984, Act 1968, I remember this at the time, the Conservative Party in Canada was electing new faces. One of them was a guy named Robert Stanfield, who went to Harvard, as did Pierre Elliott Trudeau, who was French-Canadian and Scotch. And I think it was Roman Catholic also. Anyway, he had the Liberal Party, and he was doing all these wild things, and it became known in rather staid Canada as Trudeau-mania. Well, in 1984, I guess the country had enough of Trudeau, and he had enough of Canadian politics, and he stepped down from the leadership of that of the Liberal Party in Canada, which is equivalent of the Democratic Party here in the States. And in 88, UN Secretary Kurt Waldheim, an Austrian, was exposed for being implicated in World War II deportations, and he had to resign. This is interesting. Getting back to Chicago, because there's an expose, a group called City Watch, I'll try to get a hold of them and interview them, which is on the web, and they're exposing political corruption in Los Angeles. This is interesting. Out of the University of Illinois, they just did a study. Again, we don't know how extensive it was, but anyway, Chicago has long been rather factually accused of being one of the most corrupt cities in America. I understand New Orleans is more corrupt. Anyway, after Chicago, it's Los Angeles. It's not San Francisco, although we're up there. So today, I want to mention the fact that, let's see if we have that Gone with the Wind clip. I'm trying to find it here. I thought I had it, which won the 8 Academy Awards, the most in a long time for a motion picture. And the color has been was so well done. How the color was preserved, because a lot of those early color films were shot in one reel. They did that frame by frame, and that's why the color was so well preserved even today. And I think they did a digitalizing of it to make it even better. Excuse me. And so for some reason I cannot find Gone with the Wind. But we're going to get into these other things that this field poll is supposed to be the great credible poll that's done for the newspapers here in California. And it's headquartered downtown San Francisco. And they claim that they've got they're credible, and you know, that their work is indisputable, their findings, and a lot of people look to them like they're the Vatican, but they're not. But they just put out three polls this week, which were published in the San Francisco Chronicle, and again, it was under 2,000 sampling. One of them was Obama will overwhelmingly win California. Well, we don't even know if he's going to be the candidate in November. Number two, they said that the Californians want Obamacare. I don't know who they talked to about that, because, as we know, there were over 2,000 pages which virtually nobody read, and still some people don't know what's in them. Also, the latest one yesterday, or in this morning's paper, they claim that the Californians are supporting gay marriage. Well, this is interesting, because we just had an election in which one of the propositions was Proposition 8, controversial, in which the majority of Californians who voted against allowing gay marriage. So I don't know where Field gets this information. But again, we're looking at a polling sample of less than 1,500, and we've got over 15 million voters in this state. So we don't know where this poll was taken. Again, who paid for it, who verified, who wrote the questions, who selected the polling sample, and who checked if there was any checking. So again, we have to conclude, the people who are thinking, including myself, that is the field poll a fiction, a fantasy, and or a fraud? And now we're getting back to another fraud. There's suddenly another story, if it's accurate, in Atlanta last week, and it's on the web. This guy, his name, he's black, whose name is Mr. White. This is interesting. And he was on the YouTube site. He was shown as being beaten up by three other young blacks, and he claimed it was a hate crime. Well, it turns out that it was a revenge attack where he tried to out them. There's a term in the black gay community called down low, which means somebody who is black and who is in the closet. And these guys are apparently beating him up because he tried to out them. That's the story. And it was one of the gay organizations down there that exposed this. But it is on the YouTube, and you can check it out. People are getting tired of this crotch politics that, you know, consenting adults should be allowed to do what they want in the privacy of their home as long as they don't disturb the neighbors, set the dogs barking, and scare the horses. That still applies, that consenting adults should be allowed to do what they want, to whom they want, with other consenting adults in the privacy of their home. But stop politicizing this stuff. You know, it's economics. Now, this is interesting. Rick Santorum is positioning himself or posing as the real conservative of moral values, supporting moral values, and on and on and on. Well, there's a growing number of questions. A lot of people who are from Pennsylvania who know him or know about him raise a lot of questions. One of the things that's not being publicized, although it came up in the Chronicle on Sunday, that this big infusion of cash came from a legal immigrant, a German, who is gay. And so Torm got this money so he can pursue his quest to be the Republican nominee. I personally don't think that he's electable. Just like Newt Gingrich, I don't think he's electable. But there's a question here. How can you take money? How can you claim to be moral and you're supporting conservative religious values, traditional morality, traditional values, and take money from somebody who's gay? Now, the one thing we didn't find out for sure was whether or not this gay German immigrant, multimillionaire, supports the political gay agenda of gay marriage, gay and lesbians allowed to adopt children, allowing gay lesbian foreigners to come into this country and to give them subsidized housing, free medical care, and all of that. So we don't know. I'll look that up again. I didn't get all that information. But these are some of the questions. And it's going to backfire on this guy, Santorum. So I'm surprised it hasn't come up yet, of course. The gays, there are some people who think that Santorum is actually a stalker, stalking horse candidate. That term comes out of the 18th century, where a candidate is poised to destroy or to damage the leading candidate for a political position, usually president or senator. It hasn't been used for something like city council or board of supervisors. We forgot to play, we couldn't find it at the time, and I can't find, and we're going to have some Irish music on St. Patrick's Day, putting together a special clip, excuse me, and we had the Gone with the Wind clip. I can't find it because we've got so many, so I wanted to play one of the great singers. If I can find her, where is she? Who her birthday was this week, and we wanted to. Here she goes. Lottie Lehmann was one of the greatest German opera singers. Emigrated to the United States, sang at the Metropolitan Opera, made a lot of recordings, and she retired to Southern California to teach a new generation of American opera singers. And here's a clip from a song that she sang: "Ein feste Burger, a mighty fortress is our God." And Albert Schweitzer plays the organ. That's also appropriate for Lent. Well, we're going to end with our usual theme, politics and poker, and we don't know if there's going to be a brokered Republican convention or even if Obama is going to be re-nominated to run for a second term. We keep hearing other stories. But anyway, this term, politics and poker, comes from the smoke-filled room, and this was a term used during the campaign of Warren G. Harding, and where they sat around and played cards, played poker, and smoked big, fat, dirty cigars.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where's the plan?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say, neither one. I never even met him.
I say, when you got a pair of jacks, bet up.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up and cards and find the joker. Need a game for children, need a game is rough.
Politics or poker, which is more important?
Parrot raise.
Bet 'em.
Little trade, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your mind.
I'll fall.
I'll fold.
Well, we'll be back Friday, and we will get into Canadians who have contributed to Hollywood. As I said, I was once told, when you're from Canada, you come down to the States, you got to have a gimmick. And these guys had great gimmicks, great actors, and as well as the women. This is Peter Paul Brazola. Good night.